Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
There they are, Kennedy. The Boston Pops. And we've got a big announcement. Let's welcome in conductor Keith Lockhart.
Hey! Good morning, Keith.
Hey, guys, I miss you.
We miss you. We wish you could be in here with us this year and us make you play some stupid instrument a child should play.
Yeah, I look forward to the abuse every year. I can't believe it's a year since we've been
together.
It's
a Christmas tradition.
And what a year it's been, huh?
I got to tell you. So BSO Now presents 2020 Boston Pops Holiday Concert Stream on December 10th. So it's an online video stream to feature Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, bringing the holiday Pops tradition into the homes and fans throughout New England country and the world. It will start Thursday, 10 o'clock at noon, available at bso.org/now. And obviously we're all pivoting in 2020, but Keith, I want to ask you first, how many musicians do you have that play traditionally with you in the orchestra for the holiday Pops, like roughly?
Well, we have 70 to 75 on stage, plus another 60 or so in the chorus for every one of those performances. But, you know, we do something like 45 concerts normally over the course of December. And so those people change over that time.
And how?
Probably about 150 altogether.
And so how are they all doing in light of all of the changes this year and not being able to get out there and perform like they normally do? How are they feeling?
Well, this is a horrible time for the performing arts, as you can imagine. I mean, we're what you call a congregational economy. We have to have people come to us to give them what we do. Plus, in the case of an orchestra, we have to get a lot of people on stage on top of that. So the people in the BSO has taken lots of cuts, and we have, we're going through some tough times, but we're very committed to coming out the other end. And for the other people, the freelance musicians in town, a lot of them haven't worked in 9 months now, and that's becoming, a real tragedy.
And I hate it. I hate it for musicians.
So much.
It's so hard to do. We've seen a lot of musicians like going out to places, playing for people, socially distanced. And you guys have had to pivot quite a bit, with the fireworks spectacular on the 4th. And that was so great because I watched it from my house, so I felt like I was having a 4th of July moment, which was so wonderful. And so now being able to do this, I think at Christmas, we can still maybe get dressed up. And then Dan, you could sit at a table and yell, "I know those guys!" back like you did the year we were doing it.
Exactly, just like the way, and there will be no security people asking to leave this time. So,
one time.
as soon as it became clear that we weren't going to be able to perform live in the hall yet this December, of course, this concert is seen, traditionally by nearly 100,000 people in the Boston area every holiday season, and we had to do something, and I'm very proud of what we did. Nothing will supplant being able to gather together to celebrate, but I think we did some really gorgeous things. I think people are going to be moved by it. I think they're going to be entertained, and you get to do it making your own eggnog.
I saw a photo in the press release, and so the BSO has taken over the entire floor. So normally they would be up on the stage portion, and then the fans at the tables, drinking their wine, eating the food and everything, but they've taken over the whole thing for the dress rehearsals. And as I understand it, Keith, you guys have also done this at Fenway Park as well.
I saw a little video of Keith singing at Fenway Park, and it's spectacular.
Casual. So casual.
Well, That made the show too.
Spectacular.
Yeah, you know, the things we've had to you know, the machinations we've had to go through to be able to perform. It's like a 60-page COVID protocol document that we're following.
Right.
But the orchestra we performed 3-4 weeks ago. We spent a whole week taping these numbers, all socially distanced. The string players, conductor, and mask. The wind players, because you can't play trumpet with a mask on, 10 feet apart, every single one of them. So we took up about a good third of the Symphony Hall stage floor to make this happen.
Right.
And we had to record our vocalists separately from the orchestra and put them together through the magic of technology.
Mm. It's amazing that we have, I mean, I guess if it had to happen, right?
Yeah.
To happen in a time where we have this technology.
Absolutely.
That you can take hundreds of people, put it together, and make for us Christmas, I think is magical.
Because it's such a tradition for so many families
that
go every
me?
Year. And for Keith and the Boston Pops to still make this possible, such an incredible
such
thing.
A gift to us. Thank you.
Well, you know, we wanted to grab on to, you know, all those people who celebrate with us. We wanted to keep them with us and, you know, and point out to them that next year we're going to be there live and in person again. This will pass. But you're right. 10 years ago, I don't know what any of us would have done in this situation. Look
right.
at the whole Zoom culture that's grown up. Everything has changed in that period of time.
Well, I would like to give you and the BSO permission to use us reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas from a few years ago, because that's an all-time classic. And I realize you're maybe strapped for content right now. And I'm just going to say, you know, the part where
all the celebrities that have walked through your door.
Yeah, well, the part where Kennedy forgot and then
didn't forget.
And then yelled at Keith as he
tried. It wasn't Keith.
No,
Keith wasn't there the first year we did it.
Oh, that's right. Because I don't
right?
think Keith
or did I yell at Keith? I can't.
No,
remember.
I felt like
we had a redemption. We had a redemption tour after that.
We did indeed.
Yes, we did. And that was the year that I wore the inappropriate Carson and Kennedy Christmas ugly sweater.
Inappropriate.
Oh, it was
terribly appropriate.
So ugly.
That's the whole point,
Nothing
isn't
you
it?
You do is inappropriate, Carson.
Thank
well,
you,
I wouldn't
Keith.
Say that.
Yeah, I don't know about
I would
that.
Not. I would not say that.
Okay, so let me explain this once again, because I think it's important that we support the arts. BSO.org/now. So there's going to be video streams. It'll feature Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops with the Holiday Pops tradition into the homes of all of our homes. Thursday, December 10th, and that will be at noon. BSO.org/now. And will that be something you can just go back and watch again, or how does that work with the streams? Will you be putting up
for a $30 contribution?
Right.
You get the thing, and it is watchable all the way, I believe, till like January 9th or something like
that's
that. You can watch it again and again.
Wow. That's a good deal, actually.
And you know, and it's compared to coming into the hall, it's quite a bargain that way. And I think it's a show that people are really going to remember for a long time.
I'm just going to put this in the universe. For the spring season, for the 2021 fireworks spectacular that we're all going to be together for.
Yes.
I'm just putting it in the universe.
Oh, from your mouth to God's ears.
Keith, right before you go, I just have to ask you real quick. You haven't performed live since March. Do you ever find yourself in like your kitchen, just like flailing your arms?
No, you know, I've been doing some fun musical things with my kids. I've been doing a lot of online content, but I miss performing. I mean, it's what I do. It's what I've done for the last 40 years.
100%.
And it's really like a part of you has been removed. So, I'm kind of the people are dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of us being back on stage and having an audience to perform for.
Keith, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And let's do this in person sometime soon, okay?
All right.
Yes.
Thanks, Keith. All right, there he goes.
I just feel
the maestro.
With the Christmas spirit, and I know.
The maestro. Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops. Just think about how long he's been there with that job.
It's unbelievable.
I'm just so glad they found a way to do it.
Yeah. Now we have to have a Boston Pops party.
Okay.
The four of us.
Done.
BSO.org/now. BSO.org/now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.